From today, we will continue to examine books of the prophet as well as 2 Kings. I hope every one of us grown up to share the gospel. This is the 79th time. We have finished 1 Kings last week, and we'll continue 2 Kings from today. Many of the book of prophecy is related to the 2 Kings. So we will go through those book of prophecy while we're going through the 2 Kings. Many Christians do not know much about books of history in the Bible, especially about the Old Testament, because they do not have a big picture of Bible due to the subjective preaching. So we have many Bible knowledges in separate pieces. So as we go through book of the prophecy and history in chronological order, I hope you have a big picture of the Bible. And we all will be able to understand what God's ministry is throughout the history. From now on, I guess about over 40 weeks we'll go through the history books as well as the book of prophecies. So we'll try to reorganize in timely manner and chronological order all the rest of the history books and the prophecies. The book of Kings was originally one book, which is divided into two parts, 1st and 2nd Kings, from the Septuagint version, which is translated into the Greek. The book of 2 Kings therefore showed the decline of the covenant people who broke the covenant and run to the destruction and the judgment, continuing to 1 Kings. In 1 Kings, we learn up to the story of the death of King Ahab of North Israel. King Ahab went to the war to recapture the area called Ramoth Gilead that was taken by Aram, and he died at the war. After his son Ahaziah became a king. 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 8, Moab rebelled against Israel after Ahab's death. When Ahab was alive, the Moabite paid tribute to Israel and served them. However, after Ahab's death, Moab betrayed Israel. Ahab lived a spiritually, ethically, and morally wrong life. However, he was very good at politics, economics, diplomacy, and security. We often misunderstand and resent. Is our God really alive when we see the prosperity of those who do not believe in Jesus? The greatness of those who lie and walk fast? As we live in this land, we can earn a lot of money and gain power without God. Wicked people are successful and righteous people seem to live a harder life. But being so well without God is like building a house on the sand. They are soon to collapse, according to the Bible. The writer in 2 Kings does not judge the country by the appearance which is developing now. When this book was written, trace of this rich and prosperous nation disappeared by the surrounding nations, and young women and men were killed, and those who survived in the war became captive of them. Only 15 years after King Ahab and his family's prosperity had been destroyed, and within 150 years, North Israel has been completely perished and disappeared on the earth. So North Israel is scattered by the Assyria. So history proved that is the way of the death. Even though it was look beautiful and prosperous at that moment. So do not envy the false prosperity the world is showing. If we learn from the history of the Bible rightly, we will be able to discern the right and wrong ways to follow in our today's life. So when you have a view to read the Bible through the chronological study, you will start redefining your faith and belief about God, salvation, and bless the life so far you had. So you will concern what Christian life should be. I personally believe this concerning and redefining value is very healthy and constructive, because we have been heard what I wanted to listen rather than what I should listen. Even myself cannot deny my Christian belief in the past was self-centered, not God-centered. So many false teaching have many Christians lost their true identity to live as a salt and light of the world. When we reply Amen, when we listen what we expected, rather than what God wants us to listen. The gospel is the good news. On the other hand, it can also mean we are facing serious death. The salvation of Jesus is to deliver us from the sin which leads us to death. However, this meaning of salvation has been changed to the achieving our desire, regardless of our repentance. This kind of belief is same as replace God to the golden cup. Gospel is the heart of God asking and persuading us to return back from the way to the death. The thing we need to restore today is the true meaning of the gospel. The message of the Bible shouldn't be distorted and manipulated according to our personal preferences. This is the reason why Israel, the priest nation, has been perishing. The right as a Christian, and that we can expect from the church, is the word of God rather than anything else. This is the right of the as a Christian. So never envy the prosperity of the wicked. They are building a house on the sand. So Bible is not only given to some special people, it's given to every single Christian. So we'll see from now on, the many priests will be rebuked by the God who lost their mission. So in today's verse 1, we find that King Ahab and Jezebel did well in politics, economy, diplomacy, and security, but they were never recognized by God for their spiritual and moral mistake. We may think that God does not know about prosperity of those who do not believe in Jesus, and it seems those who lie and wicked go faster than the honest and the righteous. You will find God knows and sees everybody's life in detail, even the center of their hearts. So let's not forget that God lives and sees everything. Don't be afraid to be honest second, rather than dishonest first. The verse 2. Now Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and injured himself. So he sent messengers saying to them, go and consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, to see if I will recover from this injury. When the king is sick, he asks some god other than our God to heal him. Ekron is not a city of Israel, but one of the five cities of the Philistines. The five Philistines were Gath, Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and here Ekron. The god of Ekron was Baal-zebub. The word Baal means lord and owner, and the word Zebub means the fly. So it's a fly god. Baal-zebub means fly god. Does this king Ahaziah know nothing about God? Because his parents Ahab and Jezebel, who is an idol worshipper, it is not. He knew all that God had done through the prophet Elijah. 2 Kings chapter 1 verse 8. The miracle performed by Elijah were such miracles that only God, the Creator, could do. But the king Ahaziah knew that and still asked the God of fly, not our God, Jehovah, if he get recovered or not. How often do we ask a God? Don't you ask the culture of the world, a friend, or your feeling? How often do you ask to Baal-zebub, the god of fly? To these people whose God speaks through the Elijah. Verse 3. But the angel of the Lord said to the Elijah, the Tishbite, go up and meet the messenger of the king of Samaria and ask them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Verse 4, therefore, this is what the Lord said. You will not leave the bed you are lying on. You will certainly die. So Elijah went. God is not trying to scare. He says that only Jehovah is God. The name Elijah means Jehovah is God. Thus Elijah's name itself shout out that Jehovah alone is God. And through his mouth, God tells us who the true God is as well. The name Elijah means Jehovah is God only, and the name of the next prophet, Elisha, means God is only salvation. The writer of the book of Kings repeat through the events of Kings that Jehovah alone is God, and He is the only and true Savior. God created eternal world. God is the one who lives, watches over all our lives, and rejoices because of His people who live honest lives according to the Word. And He guides us in the way of righteousness. Therefore, do not be discouraged by what we see in the age of our lives, but to be victorious in faith of God. So we need to care for what we're watching, because this generation is easily misled, easily led by what we're watching. If you look at the verse 17, so he died, Ahab died, according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken, because of Ahaziah had no son, and Joram succeeded him as king in the second year of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. So at the same time, Jehoram in the south is also king. Thus name Israel, Jehoram is called Joram. Jehoram is called Joram elsewhere. In North Israel, this Jehoram is the last king of the Omri dynasty. Omri, Ahab, Ahaziah, Joram, and these four kings are called the Omri dynasty. When God rebuked through the prophet, son of Nebat, often referred to Jeroboam or Omri. It is helpful to remember what the Omri dynasty did in the Bible. Even myself, when I read this dynasty, name of the dynasty, was a bit difficult and not familiar. But as we're going through over and over again, I'm getting to know about this and it became to understand. So even though it sounds a little bit unfamiliar, I want you to keep on reading through make it familiar to yourself. In chapter 2, Elijah's ministry is finished. Elijah has taken by God directly to heaven when he finished his ministry. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in the whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from the Gilgal. In the Old Testament, Enoch and Elijah were lifted up to heaven without seeing death on earth. In the following passage, verse 3, the company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." The company of the prophet at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied. "So be quiet." We can see that Elisha had established the discipleship school many places. Elijah's discipleship school had many disciples, including Elisha. And from the passage in chapter 2, most of the students knew that God would take Elijah alive. Yet the other disciples did not follow Elijah, and only Elisha followed Elijah to the end. All others knew but did not follow except Elisha. Elisha followed up to the end and experienced the works of the God. So it is important that you do not give up easily. And Elijah eventually becomes a prophet like Elijah. There is no one else performed the miracle more than Elijah and Elisha. In today's church, many Christians have had knowledge but no life practice. Such people do not know the true meaning of the grace. Rather than having a true grace and a freedom through the obedience, people feel as a religious burden. The Bible says that everyone who hears this word of mine and does not put them into the practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Matthew chapter 7, verse 26. When we know the truth and put them into the practices, we are blessed with what we do. The Bible tells us that those who obey and do God's word are building houses on the rock. I hope you all not only to know the word, but to practice it. So prayer is a way of communication with God. It's not the way to achieve something you want to. But another thing to note here, now Elisha is clearly given double portion of the Spirit, not by a supernatural way. Only Elijah's promise was, "Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." When Elisha asked, "I want double portion of the anointing," And Elijah said, that's very difficult for me. Elijah knew this is the only God can give it to him. God's power cannot be traded and given between people. Elijah himself never speak of the marvelous miracle revealed through him as he can give, because he knew it was God's work, not his power. So if Elijah witnesses the sin of God leading Elijah himself, it was Elijah's idea that perhaps God would work through the Elijah as well. So Elijah, who performed so many miracles, did not say that he can give God's power to Elijah. But at some Christian meeting these days, the leader says an impartation, by the name of impartation, so he will give double anointing, put his hand to people as if he gives the power of God. God's power cannot be treated and given from one to another. Rather, it would be more likely that Satan would deceive people. The Holy Spirit is a personal God. So we cannot treat Holy Spirit like a material or machine like your mobile phone. Turn on and off, giving more or less. The power of the Holy Spirit is not the power you can, like a magical power. The power revealed to prophets when they heard the word of God and were enlightened by the Holy Spirit, and they risked their life to obey it. It is not the power of miracle that man accomplish in any way, but the power of miracle and sign that God does when people obey God's word. Even we are weak today, when we open our hearts and listen to the word, the Holy Spirit works in us to bring repentance from our heart through the enlightenment. So when you make the decision and obey to the word, you will see miracles and signs. The Holy Spirit is not one who will give gift only if you ask more desperately. The Holy Spirit is the one who impresses us and let the living works of God to be revealed to the nation. Obey to the word of God like Elijah and Elisha the prophet. The company of the prophet from the Jericho who are watching said, the spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha. And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. The disciples of the prophet on the other side of Jericho were those who talked but did not follow. These people saw the power of Elisha who followed Elijah to the end. But when you see these people, you cannot find a faith in them. Chapter 2, verse 16. Look, they said, we, your servant, have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the Spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley. No, Elijah replied, do not send them. But they persisted until he was too embarrassed to refuse. So he said, send them. And they sent 50 men, who searched for 3 days but did not find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them, didn't I tell you not to go? The true faith does not come from such a belief that we do not become willing to believe and obey the word, but always doubt and feel. Even in the church, when we believe in God's mission and accomplish it together, we should not be convinced by the negative things, but we should see God's living works when we are united with positive faith that we believe in God's promise and they will be fulfilled. This history shows that it is more important how many people keep promises than how many churches, how many seminars are, how many who comes to the church. I pray you to be the servant of faith, like Elisha and Elijah, have faith to the end and follow God's faithful promises and commands. You can go to prison because of obeying the word like Joseph. Obey the word and fall into the lion's den like a Daniel, or being thrown into the furnace like his friend. Our faith is to go to the prison, tossed in the lion's den, and to a furnace to obey God's word. Then God raised up Joseph to become prime minister of Egypt, and raised Daniel to become prime minister of Babylon and Persia, and not to be hurt at all in the den of lions and in the furnace. To experience this life of faith, do not hesitate to risk our life in uniting and obeying the word. What we can do is we obeying to the God according to the word. The miracle is depends on Him. No matter how many people we are, if we gather our heart together for God's mission, we can achieve His will. Elijah's work begin in chapter 2, verse 12, after Elijah had ascended to heaven. Elijah's ministry goes on to chapter 13, where Elijah performed double miracle and sign rather than Elijah. What was the meaning of the Elijah? God only the salvation. We can see the miracle, what Elisha performed, and we can see what God did. He came across the Jordan River with the garment he had received from the Elijah, and salt was added to the bad water of the city to make it good. On the way to battle, when they ridiculed the children of boldness, they cursed in the name of the Lord, and two female bears came out of the forest and tore 42 children. When Judea and Edom allied and fought the king of Moab, they saw that they suffered from the lack of water and made water full and filled it. Oil was made for the wife of the prophet's widow to pay the debt. Soon after, the faithful servant of God had no children. She gave birth to children and resurrected when her son died. When the drought boiled the broth with wild grasses, that the theological students picked up it during the drought, the poison was removed. 100 people were fed with 20 barley loaves from the Baal Salisha and left behind. He healed the leprosy of the Naaman, the army chief of Aram's kingdom. The leprosy was caused by the lie of his servant Gehazi, blind to greed. The axe fell into the water, and a flow on the water. The eyes of his servant were brightened, showing that the horses and the chariot of fire were full of mountain, and that he was in Elisha's favor. The eyes of the Aramite were darkened and led to Samaria. Their eyes were again brightened to see them in the city of Samaria. The next year after Elijah's death, a man threw a dead corpse into the Elijah tomb and resurrected the moment it touched Elijah's bone. These miracles of Elijah show that only God is salvation as the meaning of his name. From saving the dead to the miracle like a 5 loaves of 2 fishy miracle, the miracle that caused the Jordan River like a Red Sea was divided, the miracle that turns rotten water into the sweet water, it is such a miracle as if the Israelites were in the wilderness of Exodus. He continued to show miracle that God alone is salvation that only God can do. Based on the scripture examined so far, the amazing miracle were performed when Israel fell into the Egyptian culture and did not know God well. When they had just came out of it, crossed the Red Sea and walked through the wilderness until they came to the Canaan. It was when their faith was so weak that they did not know God well. Later, when they crossed the Jordan and entered into the land of Canaan, the manna and the quail that had come down from the heaven stopped. They had a battle to take the land of Canaan. When they entered into the Canaan, God did not upgrade a table from the sky, but rather make people to sweat so that they could farm and eat the harvest with the labor. The longer the life of faith, the miracle disappear. So living without miracle is a blessed and peaceful life. Everyone, listen carefully. There are certain miracles in the Bible that the world cannot imitate. And today there are miracles that happen sometime. When the miracle happened, it was not a normal time, but when the heart of the people were hardened, they did not believe the word of God at all, were foolish, wicked, and so on. God's intention is more likely, will you not believe this? Will you not believe me even you watch this miracle? So the miracle itself proved that the times are faithless and so evil. Like a time of Elijah and Elisha who ministered through this divided kingdom, see also the time of Jesus. The Pharisee and Jews came to the Jesus and said, Teacher, show us the sign. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. What was the answer of the Jesus? Chapter 12, 39. And Jesus answered and said to them, A wicked and obscene generation seek the sign, but there is no sign to be seen but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jesus' answer is that the evil and obscene generation seek a sign. The generation that has no belief seek a miracle. But God's way is not to prove by miracle, but to accomplish the will of God through the people obey His will. Didn't the miracle happen in Jesus? Amazing miracle happened. But what do people call miracle? People said miracle by Baal-zebub, king of demon. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. People think miracle will change what people think, but people do not believe even though they see miracles. What is a good faith? In the New Testament, there was a Roman centurion in Caesarea who had asked to heal the sickness of his servant. That's why Jesus said, Let's go. And he says, I can't handle Jesus, you coming to my house. Just do it with the word. This Gentile centurion of Rome heard and believed what Jesus had done. Luke chapter 7 verse 9, and when he heard it, Jesus said, I have not met this same faith among the Israelites. Therefore, real faith that even Jesus was surprised is trusting the faithfulness of God. According to God's word, we can experience a special miracle. Even if you listen to the word only, you may be healed. You are listening to the word and the demon may go out. This is a faithful life. Thousands of people who saw Jesus amazing miracles and experienced the miracles of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, fed 1,000 people, went back home when Jesus spoke about the true faith. John chapter 6, verse 66. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Consequently, faith comes from the hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word about Christ. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. When a miracle occurs in front of the eyes, it is human being who eat bread and receive the benefits, but turns around from the challenge to go on the path of the faith. That is why you should listen to the truth in the word. When Holy Spirit makes us realize the truth Christian, true Christian live by changing themselves accordingly. The true Christian change themselves according to the Bible when the Holy Spirit gives them insight, rather than try to change in God's will. The writer of the First Kings records numerous miracles of Elisha after Elijah. Miracles are incomprehensible works done by God's almighty power. If we focus only on these miracles, we cannot understand the intention of author who write these miracles. So before reading and sharing the wonderful miracle of Elijah, we need to think the intention of the writer. It is important to read and meditate on purpose of the kings. As we examine chapter Kings, we will go through the book of prophets in historical order. After reading 2 Kings chapter 13, we will look at the book of Jonah, Amos, Hosea, and Joel. After 2 Kings chapter 15 to 16, we will look at the Micah, Isaiah, Nahum, and Obadiah. The history of Israel ends in Ezra and Nehemiah. So the rest of the Bible will be chronologically reviewed accordingly. So by the end of the second thing, we'll find out why those short passages are included in the Bible, and we will find the heart of God in them. The purpose of the historical writing of Kings is not just to find the cause of the destruction of the Hebrew people, but to deal with such a bitter history in a truthful way so that the identified Christian can be known correctly to be the light and salt of the nation. Thus make people know the living God. There are many failure and destruction and perishing recorded in the Bible because the Bible wants us not to take the same way, same path as Israel did for their destruction and perish. It is keep on saying, do not go to the path to the which is to the death. Return back to the life. History shows that the life and death of the chosen people can never be relied upon in their own way or by human, but only believing in God and living by the word. Even though we are weak, we should live boldly to bring people around us to see God and come to the cross of Jesus through us. So looking at the history of the kings meeting God's heart, the righteous are only living by faith. Do not forget that righteous are missionary and called to be holy priests who make the heart of God known to all nations. Bible clearly tells us, do not build a house on the sand, but on the rocks. Are you envy the wicked people's prosperity? When we see the history on the judgment day, they will be perished.
Do you think gospel is a sweet thing? What is the gospel? Repent. Return back from the dead. What kind of gospel are you looking for? What kind of Christian are you? Are you the Christian like Elijah? Or just to people opposite side of the Jordan River, just to knowing God and no practicing the Word of God? Go through your life again. So rather than focus on the miracle itself, think about why God shows such a miracle. What was the purpose of the showing such a miracle? When we pray now, let's pray like this. Help us not to envy the wicked prosperity, forced prosperity. Help us to be humble and honest second, rather than dishonest first. Ask God to help us to live according to the Word of God, no matter the circumstances. Let's pray.